Force Eaters. As your unqualified, not elected global human health overlord, I'd like to take this opportunity to flaunt my position of power and influence over society and share some of my plans for you and your future. When I amassed my fortune in computer software, I demonstrated that I was willing to lie, steal code, cheat my partners, and exercise monopolistic control to destroy my competitors. Now that I'm retired, I can rebrand myself as a humanitarian. With my for-profit foundation masquerading as a charity, I can advocate for population reduction and sponsor mass human experiments with unproven vaccines in vulnerable populations. Like my father, a powerful banker, eugenicist, and Rockefeller crony himself, it's always been my ambition to decide who lives and, more importantly, how many have to die. Whether it's under the guise of climate change or world health, it's really all about controlling and culling the human herd for fun and profit. In November of last year, I hosted Event 201, a war game simulation of a global pandemic. Leaders from private corporations, global banks, governments, and the media got together to strategize ways they could align in lockstep when responding to a worldwide health crisis. Using a coordinated campaign of fear-mongering, intimidation, social shaming, and economic blackmail, we realized we could get around dangerous philosophies like individual liberty and national sovereignty. With an obedient population, we would be free to implement our own top-down solutions, like forced quarantines, social distancing, contact tracing, and mandatory testing as a means to seize technocratic control of society. Now imagine my excitement when we had the opportunity to declare our own global pandemic. It was my chance to look like the Nostradamus of public health and to position myself and business partners like Dr. Fauci as the de facto authorities on response and solutions. Through exaggerated doomsday scenarios and computer simulations, our petty control freaks instituted harsh rules and draconian lockdowns. Even after our dire predictions proved false, scared and well-meaning people continued to submit to the arbitrary and foolish demands of their so-called leaders. Having achieved global lockdown and medical martial law, we will continue to hold hostage your ability to congregate, work, travel, or do just about anything until we're prepared to roll out our bigger plan. I like to call this Pandemic One, because believe me, we have others in the works. Our final solution is to have you begging for us to vaccinate and digitally track each one of you like livestock. Not only will my foundation enjoy legal immunity and trillions of profits, but these mandatory experimental vaccines will be so much further down the road to absolute centralized global control.
Gentlemen, I have a plan.
The COVID-19 crisis has shown us that our old systems are not fit anymore for the 21st century. We need a great reset.
As long as not everybody is vaccinated, nobody will be safe.
I am Locutus of Borg. Resistance is futile. Your life, as it has been, is over. From this time forward, you will service us.
It has to be because security people will demand more security.
Hydra created a world so chaotic that humanity is finally ready to sacrifice its freedom to gain its security.
Excellent.
We all know, but still, pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack. Hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
Thank you. Yes, yes. It's another time for the combo combine. Yes. Warm and easy talk, seat hug grooves. Well, 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 well. You know what? We scribble art, herbal, verbal, love dipped art. Audio cartwheels, they cart we to and fro. Holy baggy bone flow like psst. Ran overboard, he put his trust into jazz chord. Say that, none of them did trade, man. Bigger and they paid, man. So I clenched my teeth and said, nay, thou shalt not cause me loss of my positivity. Of elastic band who keeps bringing back. Slender kid sings for dumpling. Jump into the booth with the proof of the pain. These had concrete out, 10 hours of sneezing, wheezing, coughing up blood. Now I'm in the mood for peace, space and time. We sit back, relax, and we cool, recline. And we're thinking of Stala. Back in the middle of the mayhem, we chase those checks. Digging we a hole, now we hide from debts. Mr. Landlord, beg you please hear this plea. I'll be back in 3 weeks with 3 months in advance on some good hearted flex. Kind sir, give me a chance. Blighty new face, yes? Make a toast to the host of the picnics. These capital herb tea terrifics. Some of them keep it real while we be keeping cricket. Smile. Smith, pepper, grain, quiff, whacking it for four, smacking it for six. Armchair critics be yelling out fix, even though they know we don't spar with Jim. So the score in a dream, place a bit and we grip. From me lose or win, it's the same damn thing. There's a need for space, peace and time. We sit back, relax and cool recline. And we think of Weeds, feeling the season, that type of season where we sit watching reason. We on the back road in the I2 cap, where we distress the stress. Digital fort maps, modes for protest on some hill and gully horseback. Hold them rings tight, some of them stay fearless, the rest of them will run for their life. Mama time tells no lies, digging for treasure when it were right before my eyes. Dead them straight them, we keep it minimized. Purchase telescopes and watch the skies. Surveillance reveal, all types of healing. We love the no, so we dance on the ceiling. She sassy material, and she said no. Waves to my area, make me eat no. Usually for cereal, and she put me in the mood for space. Peace and time, we sit back, relax, and we cool, recline. Yeah. Because of starlight. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
listen to the beat and take a ride. So listen to the beat and take a ride. So listen to the beat and take a ride. So listen to the beat and take a ride.
Thank you. politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They have the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying, lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long, where they tell you what to believe all day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These people of modest means continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Man. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream.
With tyranny, you are sending a message to the tyrants, which is we can now impose new totalitarian controls because the people are ready. They're not resisting. Our duty as citizens, as human beings, as members of a democracy is to resist, resist, resist.
Thank you. message is about mandatory vaccinations. My school employs me to be an authority on the subject of ethics. I hold a PhD in ethics and ancient philosophy. And I'm here to tell you it's ethically wrong to coerce someone to take a vaccine. If it happens to you, you don't have to do it. If you don't want a COVID vaccine, don't take one. End of discussion. It's your own business. I've had plenty of vaccines in my life, but I've never been forced to take one. It's always been my choice. My job is to teach students how to think critically, to ask questions that might expose a false argument. Questions like, says who? Who is the authority giving this order? Should I trust them with control over my body? The person has done the same job to the satisfaction of her employer for 20 years. Is it right or is it wrong to suddenly demand that they submit to an unnecessary medical procedure in order to keep their job? In this case, the procedure is an injection of a substance that has not been fully tested for safety. It has not yet been shown to be effective. It is designed to prevent an illness that poses little threat to the employee. The employee is not allowed to ask questions. She may only submit to the procedure or be fired. To my first year students, is this right or is this wrong? I already know the answer.
Shake it loose.